Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Hi, this is Claire Anderson with Talk to Your Baby, and I'm listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I don't wanna be who I am, but circumstances make me who I am. Me coulda get caught up in rusty iron. Give thanks for the conquering lion. When you experience things, you gain knowledge in some serious ways. Two different colleges. Yeah. When you experience things, you gain knowledge. I miss a serious. More than you can manage. The life you and I are living, filled with ups and downs. So it's up to you to make a move and stand on solid ground. No one will ever, ever tell you everything you ought to learn until you in a different.
All right, welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. Let's go to our phones. We got Mary Gill here. Let's go to Mike in Decatur. Mike, you're on with Mary Gill. How are you?
Hey, DB. I'm doing fine. And hey, Mary, how are you?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
I'm going pretty good. Got two questions. The first question is about student loans. How much of the student loan is calculated into getting a home as you're trying to buy a home?
1% if you don't already have an arrangement.
1%, so if I'm 80,000, what, 8,000?
800.
800.
Mm-hmm.
800. What was it? I missed that. He asked you the question, well, how much?
So now your student loans are calculated into your debt to income ratio.
Okay, so it can take up 1%.
Calculated on a monthly basis against your debt.
Okay.
So it's better to go ahead and make an arrangement with the school.
But if you have an arrangement, then it's really the true number of your debt to income ratio.
It would be $300 or $400.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If you have a payment.
Yeah, if you got a payment arrangement.
Correct.
But if you got a payment arrangement, then they're going to say $300 every month is removed from your income to pay your student loan, which could be arguably more than 1%.
Versus it being in default, and they don't care about that when you're – they really don't care about that if you're –
No, Mary, now you're telling us something now. We just – so if you're in default, really, it's not factored in. It's 1% only.
The payment is factored in.
Lord, you better let that loan go in – are you in default, Mike? Which one are you in? But
no.
You ain't got to tell us.
No, it's a friend of mine.
It's all – look, whenever you call my show, it's always Cousin Bubba or a friend of yours. It's never you. Do not ever call to my show and confess to any criminal activity, anything illegal, immoral, or too fattening, okay? That's
okay,
just my general
well,
food. All right, well, so that's well, information. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, Mike.
I want to ask my second question.
Go right ahead.
That, DB.
Go,
there you
go.
Now,
go.
Here's my second question, Mary. I've been getting a lot of calls from investors asking me if I want to sell my house.
Right.
I don't have a house in downtown Atlanta. So some kind of way somebody got the same name as me with a house. And now I'm getting letters saying, hey, just come down here and sign this paper. We'll give you $20,000.
Man, look here. They do it every day. I get them in my – I average now about two a day.
Really?
Yeah. And they start calling. When you live in hot areas or areas that are regentrifying and they think they can come and get your house for a little bit of nothing, they're going to call you. That's why I tell people, please check on your mama, like mine, who's 78 years old, at home by herself with a phone, right?
Okay.
And we tell her, do not answer these people. Don't say nothing to these folks. but they are so sweet. Hey, Mama Bozeman, we see that you live in this area. We have a house. Are you interested in selling your home or whatever? I've told her that my mom a good Christian lady, but I told her just use a few cuss words, Nana, and if you don't get off my phone with it. Because that's what you have to do. They are very predatory.
They are sending contracts in the mail to this 70-something-year-old man. They sent him a contract. Yeah, and in their letter, they said, congratulations, you get to be part of our spring inventory. Right. We'll buy your house for blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Just sign here.
And they sign that deed to secure debt. Mm-hmm. It's a wrap. Because then you got a legal battle on your hand to undo it.
Exactly. So they were saying something like the records got there was a mistake when they were recording it. That's not possible, is it?
Yes.
Now, Mike, now let me just tell you this, Mike. You know you don't own no property with that address on. That ain't none of your property.
Exactly.
Don't think you finna come up on something for free.
No, I wasn't trying to do it.
They're just fishing for, you know, somebody owned it, though. And
exactly.
Never before have I seen Mary. I go down there, file a deed or something. They have people who literally sit over there every day in the Fulton County tax office waiting to see who's in default, who's late.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, they literally got people sitting over there
mm-hmm.
and just searching, combing through the records
right.
daily. But, yeah, Mike, if you ain't got no problem, don't worry about it. But what it does give you some insight is how desperate these people are to take your mom and them home or your home. Anybody who is ignorant, and I don't mean ignorant like, I mean, that's just unintelligent who don't understand what the process is.
Yeah, they got me interested. Now, I didn't start researching that house, and I want to try to get it, you know. So, hey, yeah. I don't know if my name can help, but, hey, who knows.
There you go. All right, Mike.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
I won't be just like Mike. Let's go see if we can get Timothy in here. Timothy, how are you? You're on with Mary Gill.
BB, I'm good. Miss Gill, how y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Yet holding on.
Hey, I heard that. I heard that. DB, I'm going to tell you, boy, I love myself and Mary Gill.
There you go.
Thank you.
Just in a friend type way, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I ain't even met her. I love her for her expertise
there you go.
And her delivery.
As long as you talking like that, you good. Otherwise, I'm going to hang up on you.
You're going to beat me up.
I'm going to go get you two chops to the throat. Cha-cha. Shut out.
Okay. I heard that, now, DB. Hold on. But look here. But she really is, man. Some people are just blessed to be teachers, and I know she knows her
Certainly.
Expertise as well, but
yep.
her delivery is just, like, crazy, man, because I'm old country boy, and mm-hmm. a lot of times I tune out when people talking about stuff like that, but mm-hmm. she make it so simple and
yeah.
so grassroots, it's just thorough
thanks.
At the same time. But, Mary, I talked to you one time before. I do live in Northwest Atlanta where it's like a hot zone over here,
mm-hmm.
and I got my house. I'm a single man. I live with my son. He's 12, going on 13 now. So, of course, I got a lot of people calling about buying the house.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm stuck in the middle, don't really know what I want to do. Okay. Well, you know.
So.
I hear. Go ahead.
What point? What were you about to say? You hear what?
I hear a lot of people over here that own houses, too. And it's not a lot, but a couple. That are saying now, like, they ain't selling their house unless they get like $300,000. And I don't know if that's realistic or mm-hmm. maybe
right.
so, maybe not. Just kind of wondering.
All right. Well.
All right.
So it's probably pretty realistic.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that.
Yeah.
I've got somebody right now who's just under three. And, you know, the comps aren't always there, but the value, I think, is there. So what you need to do is you need to have a plan again. So if you want to talk to me, I'm happy to look at your house, tell you whether or not you should keep it or whether or not you should sell it. But I promise you, sometimes I tell people more often than not they should keep it. I drove past this one guy's house. He's like, this is my house. And I was like, this is your house? And he said, yes. I said, oh, you better keep that. You better keep that out.
Was it that raggedy?
It was
that
so
nice.
Nice. Okay.
It was so nice.
I'm leaning towards keeping mine because I'm a community activist over here.
But Timothy, what would make you? What would be your motivation? Because part of what Mary says, what would be your motivating factor trying to make more money off of the house? Because here's the thing: when you sell that, one, you got to have a place to live. The problem with Atlanta is if you sold it now. You probably can't find a comparable house for that amount unless you're going to move into an apartment or something else. So part of it has to be a strategy. She called it exit strategy.
Right.
What,
yes,
you know, right. What is you trying to achieve?
I got some motivation, but it, more important than that, you know, like I said, I'm a country boy. So when these people been calling me, I'm telling them what I want. Yeah. I tell them if they have an investment property somewhere within 20 miles of here, they can put me in that place.
Yeah.
Take my house.
Yeah, don't do that, Timothy. You drive the decision now. No, don't let nobody tell you they're going to put you in.
No, that's what I told them. That's what I want.
Okay. All right, look, we got to run. We're up against a break.
Okay, bro.
All right.
Hey, love y'all here. All right.
Thank you.
448-922-2703. Man, you got me going over the time and everything.
Oh, sorry. Got a deal of a decade here. We got to
You going to hang around? You got a few
more
minutes?
Yes, I got to do a deal.
All right, she got to do a deal of a decade when we come back on the other side of the two-minute workout. Don't go into place, Mitchell, and then Spencer's here. And Spencer just won't talk. He ain't buying no house. He's not buying no house.
That's my honorary dad, Spencer.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. All right. Well, since you're here, we'll take his call. We'll be back at News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Hello, I'm Antavius Weems, and you're listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Maybe we can work it out.
Jam.
Work it out.
One and two and work three and four.
It
it's the two-minute
work
workout with
out.
Derek Bozeman.
Work it out now.
You ready?
All right, it's the top of the hour at 6 o'clock, and it's time for your two-minute workout. Let's go. All right, 448-922-2703. Before we give you the deal of the century, Mary Gail, thank you for just hanging out, Mary. I have imposed and impeded on your time, and I hope I have not kept you from.
I love that. I love it.
Okay,
I'm glad you pulled me in.
I don't want you to leave here cussing me out.
No way.
All right, but I have my good friend Dr. Chika Akua on the phone. He's having a free lecture. Y'all know Dr. Akua, one of the foremost authority on ancient Kemet. Brother Akua, how are you?
I'm blessed today. How you doing, Derek?
Man, look here. I'm 6'3", above ground. So, all things considered now. Tell us about this lecture that you're doing. You are going to be talking about the Moors of Spain and the Moors rule. Tell us about the lecture. Where is it, and how can we be in the audience?
Yes, sir. The lecture is on Monday, September 9th. That's this Monday at 6 p.m., and it's going to be at the Southwest Library. And we're going to be talking about the majesty of the Moors, the African presence or African influence in early Europe. As I was listening to your earlier guest, she was giving phenomenal business information. And one of the connections that that has to the Moors is for so many of our people, we don't remember a time when we were in charge, when we were sovereign, when we led the world in wealth creation, where we had real estate. And so what we're going to be doing is we're going to be looking at some ancient examples of that to show how we can demonstrate those same qualities today. So again, it's called Majesty of the Moors. The Moors were Africans from North and West Africa who ruled part of Europe for almost 800 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And tell everybody where the lecture is going to be, address, because I'm ready to just pull up there now. Every now and then, we just need to be reminded of our majesty and what we did. And one of the things I say, everything we were, we can be again, and we are. And so this is, you know, I've studied the Moors in Spain, wrote papers on it in college. They were some bad brothers, man. They had the European running all over the world to avoid them. And so it's going to be a powerful lecture, I know, no doubt about it. And tell everybody where it's going to be and how people need to, you know, do they need to RSVP or they just need to show up? Tell us what we need to do.
Sure. It's going to be at the Southwest Library, which is located at 3665 Cascade Road in Atlanta. It's absolutely free. No need to register anything, but I would say get there before 6 for parking and to get a seat. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And I want to give your listeners a free gift. If you go to freeintrotoafricanorigins.com, again, freeintrotoafricanorigins.com, you can sign up for my free e-course. Again, it's 6 different modules of powerful historical and cultural information to help bring us back to that place where we understand who we are and the power that we have as a people.
All right, remind us on Friday. Call us back on Friday, Brother Chica, to remind us about Monday, because I do want it. These are the kind of lectures that you could bring your family out to, bring your young people out to. Chica did a lecture for us before we departed for Egypt and Ethiopia. The people are simply fascinated by the presentation and the information. So call us on Friday, man, to remind us of where we need to be so that we can get. And I hope that some of you all will bring your young teenagers and even preteens will be able to get something out of this lecture at the Southwest Library on Monday. All right?
I sure will. Thanks so much, Derek. And again, that's freeintrotoafricanorigins.com. Many blessings to you and your guest today.
All right, man. We'll talk to you on Friday.
All right. Have a blessed day.
All right. And if you don't know who you are, you need the foundational understanding of who we are to understand where we came from and what is our lineage. In the Deep South, we used to act before we got all sophisticated. When we saw you, if your mama didn't, you brought somebody to the house, your mama asked what? Who your people is.
That's right. And who she probably already
boy,
knew.
Boy, who your
she
people is.
She probably already knew. That's what's my neighborhood. They
right.
already
who
knew
your
who
your people
are.
Is. Uh-huh. And when you say, oh, I'm, Sarah Smith, my mama, she tell you, come on in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you tell her one of them hell-raising families, she going to tell you, now, wait out on the porch now. You know, you can't bring that little roguish Negro up in here. They still in that family now. But we need to know who your people is. And so know who your people are. You know, go out to the free lecture. When we come back, Mitchell, we got you. Spencer, we got you. And we on with Mary Gill. But as soon as we come back, she's going to give us the deal of the decade, the
right.
real estate deal
yes.
that should have you rushing out even at 6:15
to
put
it.
A contract on it.
You're right. I'm serious.
As a heart attack.
I got it.
You got it. We'll come back. She got it, and she's going to give it. Right here on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Hi, I'm Michaela Clark, and I attempted to break the Guinness World Book record for most consecutive back handsprings, and you're listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WALK. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Chili from TLC, and you're listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
On the balcony, scoping you down, you're looking fly to me. All dressed up and buying your own drinks, and that ain't right. Not that you can't handle it on your own, but you're too damn fly to drink all alone. Can I come bubble with you? To you, I'ma make a toast. Come on, don't talk, baby, just move with me. Take a sip, you kinda got your feeling busy. It's alright with me if it's alright with you.
All right now, Mary, oh Mary, tell us about now. I may not want you to tell. I don't look that.
I told you, you know, I say that on the air all the time. I don't know if I want to give this one. It's so good. This is good, right?
This is really better than good, to be honest with you.
Right.
For the area, 5 bedrooms, 3 bedrooms. You tell them. I'm finna walk out of here because if somebody. I'm going to ride by there on my way home, all right, too.
Hey, we won't give it to him. We'll find him. Let me just give him, I'll give him something else, DB.
No, go. I don't mind getting into bidding war with. Tell us about the deal of the decade that you find just for too much. This is a great, great deal.
Derek, let me tell you another little secret.
Yeah.
And this is what comes with longevity in the market and being a veteran agent and seniority. There wouldn't be any competition. You wouldn't have any competition. I don't know, care how many people went after this house, you would not have any competition.
You would go right in there and close it for
me. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I know the listing agent.
Yeah. Relationship makes the makes the difference.
I'd say, listen, Mark, you know, I want my guy to tell us what we need to do. And he'd be like, Mary, do this, and you got it. I'm serious. So,
I'm going to ride by there for real now.
All right. This is a 5-bedroom, 3-bath.
Let me tell y'all about my house.
2,278 square feet.
It's 2,278. That's pretty substantial.
It's big.
It's 5 bedrooms and how many bathrooms?
3 bathrooms.
And it is located inside the city.
On 1.2 acres. It's got a fireplace.
That's all we tell them. All right. Let's move on to the next caller.
You are nuts.
We ain't giving y'all no more information. Hell, this is my house. I don't know, man. We ain't telling y'all nothing else. I'm going to get this dizzy. I'll be moving my little rags in that by this weekend.
You are nuts. Yeah, this is a good price. So this all of this right now is located on homepath.com, and you can find it. It is currently listed
don't tell
there.
Me. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I won't.
Go ahead.
You know the truth.
I ain't going to do this. Go ahead. I've been about another. Go ahead, Mary. Go on, tell them.
All right. So this house is located at 1965 Childers Drive, Southwest
Atlanta. I even
like
that address.
30311. And it is currently going for $140,000.
Yeah. All right. $140,000. Give us a clap. 145 bedrooms, 3 baths. Now, it is a foreclosure. It needs a little bit of work, a little TLC.
But it's moving ready because this foreclosure agent, this foreclosure entity, fixed their houses, so they're moving ready.
Okay. Just do the quick math. I don't know if you got a mortgage
calculator.
Oh,
that payment's $900 a month.
$900 a month.
Mm-hmm. With taxes and insurance and at nine and change, easily.
But $900 a month, if you're paying $900 a month. You,
5 bedroom, 3 bath.
5 bedroom, 3 on an acre and a half.
Right.
I'm going by that this evening. 1965 Childress Drive.
Yep.
You know, not a bad area.
No, it's beautiful and on a huge lot. And it's on an elevated lot, DB. If you notice, this is important. I tell my people all the time, it has to be elevated for drainage.
It's not going, your basement not going to be flooded.
Correct.
Every house I've had has been on a hill.
That's right. Yeah. That's what I say.
I live on the hill, baby. You hear me? It may not be Beverly Hill, but it's a hill that I – look, if everything, I wanted to flow downward.
Down towards me.
Right, exactly.
Correct.
Not in the valley. Well, I tell you, man, I'm going by that 1965 Children's Drive. I'll be coming right there as soon as I get out of work. By 7:15, I'll be standing in front of my new
place. With everybody else. Everybody else. You and everybody else.
That's all right. They ain't got no money. Hell, I got cash. I got that much stored up.
And you got a hookup.
There you go. I got the hookup. So anyway, y'all be coming to my new house by Christmas. Thank you, Mary. Let's go to Mitchell Shelby. Mitchell, how you doing, brother?
Brother, I was on my way to a meeting. I'm on my way to children's.
See, you wrong for that. You are wrong for that.
Well, two wrongs gonna make a right. But you know, Derek, I'm sitting here calculating, and I don't like to throw. I know exactly where Childress is.
Exactly.
Five times a day. If I did that and turned it into a B&B.
Oh, absolutely.
Derek, you're looking. Even if you did a split pad, put renters in there, paying you $700 a month per
room. Five bedroom, three baths. Come on,
Derek, man. You're at $3,500 a month,
brother.
Let me say one thing, and I don't have a Mary knows. I call her show on Saturday. I'm one of her loyal. I'm WAOK sold out. Mm-hmm. But let me say one thing to the listeners, man. Mary is the information that we get on this show on Saturday is just absolutely unbelievable. And what I want to say also, Derek, is to the listeners, man. Seek a professional.
Yes.
I told Mary this once before. This one guy, when I first bought my second piece of property, my first real estate piece of property, I mean, my first property I was investing in.
Certainly.
I got this MBA. My boys got MBAs, PhDs, they're lawyers. One investor got over on my boy Beery, Barry, my boy Briggs, and my boy Rob. And guess what? All I needed to do was to seek a professional to do a home inspection, and it would have saved us thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm 27 minutes late of going into a meeting, but I'm sitting in my car because I really wanted to say this. You had one call, and God bless her heart. You're trying to have all your professional questions answered on a call where Mary doesn't know all the particulars.
Right.
That deal, what you were trying to save money on and do this, and you could have hired a professional and could have saved you possibly hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax liability.
Right, that's right.
And I just tell people, I say, man, don't be telling Mary is a professional, Derek. You are a professional when it comes
certainly
to organizing. You know,
certainly.
The class you have.
Right.
And I tell people all the time, don't give me that fool. Oh, let me pick your brains. No, you give the person $500, $1,000, whatever their fee is.
Certainly.
That individual will make you money. That individual will save you money. That individual will keep you out of legal and financial bindings that many of us never can get out of. And I love Mary's show. I just love it because the information. Now, what was that address again on Children's one more time, Mary?
1965. We'll go in and buy together, and you can take it 6 months. I'll take the other 6 months on that Airbnb, and it'll be $450 a month apiece for each one of us.
You know what, Derek? One of the things, I got to get two more houses in Atlanta.
Right.
Because my daughters really want to come back to Atlanta to possibly stay.
Absolutely.
When they're coming out of school.
Absolutely.
And I tell anybody, I live off Cativo Drive.
Yep.
My community. When you see Becky running down Peyton Road, running down ML King with a stroller and two little puppies,
right.
Oh, brother, it's changing. Hey, man, I just really want to tell you, I love your show, and I'm definitely going to swing through there. And Mary, thank you.
Thank you, Mitch.
Yeah, don't mention one thing. Now, don't park too deep in my driveway because I'll be over there in a few minutes.
Okay. Thanks, Mitchell. Thank you.
All right, you guys have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you.
Look, soon I leave here now.
Okay.
Go straight over there. Put it in the GPS. Man, what you might well just hang on what you got to do.
You're right. You're right. We only have two segments left.
We got about five
right,
more people on the phone.
Okay, cool.
You might well just hang
I'm
out.
Down.
She done stayed all day with me.
Yes.
Look at that. 448-922-2703. Don't y'all go by 1965 Children's Drive. It's mine, okay? It's mine. Because I got married. She know the agent now. Don't you be trying to rush over there. Five bedrooms, three baths. You know. That's the kind of deal that you know. Now, and again,
that's a good deal.
It's a good deal. Little TLC, you know, TLC. But, you know, one thing, I just do projects all the time. My brother said, you crazy. Every time you come, I was doing something at my house. I put Colford ceilings in.
Oh,
he said,
I love
never
Colford
ceilings. Oh, you never going to recover your mind off of that. I said, dude.
Yes, you will.
Wait.
Yes, you will.
You step in my house, you're looking like.
You know how many people want comfort ceilings and
look
can't get them?
You know what I was telling people the other week, Mary, you know where I was at when I saw them comfort ceilings? And I said to the man who was doing them, you will be at my house as soon as you finish over here.
Mm-hmm.
I was at Willie Watkins Funeral Home in Riverdale.
Really?
They were in the Riverdale thing, at Chapel. They hadn't even opened it. The guy, the contractor, was over there. Sometimes me and Will, I just ride through. And because we're friends, we sit and chat and go have dinner. And I get in there. He kidnaps me, take me to the chapel. And I see his dude finishing. You know, funeral home got to be
smart.
And I asked him, now, my house is very small. You know how you do. Mm-hmm. My house is very small, but I need that ceiling.
And it's going to pay off.
And Mary, for what he did it for me, I literally just broke down crying.
Oh, I need that number.
He did not charge me anything.
I'm going to need those digits. You need to give me that number.
And when people walk in my living room, they're like, you got to be kidding.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding. Mm-hmm. And they're my beautiful brother who deal with real estate said, man, how much you pay for that? Well, I told him, I ain't going to tell you how much you think I pay. And so I was just prepared. I said, y'all tear the house up. I can stay in the back part of downstairs. And they just took their time. And when they got through, it was just phenomenal. Look here, we got to take a break. Don't go to place. We come back, Spencer, Kimberly. We got line open at 404-892-2703. When we come back, Mary's going to give all of her information again. Phone number, website, everything, because y'all are asking. Well, my audience who had, you didn't hear Mary before. You had her all day today. We'll be back as News and Talk, 1380 WALK. Look, if you're out of town and looking to buy property in Atlanta, you can call, too, 404-892-2703. We'll be back.
Hi, we're the Mount Nebo Youth Ministry, and you are listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk, 1380 WALK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Too much truth.
Gotta say, DB, I am very proud of you.
Thank God for you.
Nothing but success is coming your way. Everything you touch, everything you do turns to gold. I want to call you the Midas Touch, but I know your name is DB, and I'm not giving him that credit. Yeah. But I have to say this. You make my day. Every day that I hear you, when I don't hear you on the radio, I swear something in my spirit just drops.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We're back, Mary Gill, mm-hmm. and hung up with me all day. Mm-hmm. You didn't even anticipate.
See, time just flew by, right,
look,
DB?
Look, we always have fun together. I love Mary. Love the information. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you were able just to kick it with me.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, thanks for the invite.
Tell everybody, pull it back up again. We're going to tell everybody the deal of the century one more time.
No, they don't get to hear it twice, DB.
They don't get it twice.
Yes.
Okay. I ain't going to give my address. Okay. I got to get out there. I already done put it in the GPS. I'm 17 minutes from it.
What?
Okay. Let's keep going down the phone. And let's a few more questions. Because here's the thing. The reason I'm glad Mary come and I'm glad because we want you to, we got, I spent 3 hours helping you to kind of make up your mind. What is generally when people come to you? You know, that used to be a time, I know agents, y'all used to hate it, because people just want to ride around in your car and just, they ain't finna buy
no
house.
Oh, that doesn't work. That doesn't happen anymore.
You tell them that. Most people now, they are actively looking.
See, one thing you learn, hopefully quickly, is that you have a motivated and qualified buyer.
Yeah.
If you don't, you really don't have anything and you're wasting your time.
Do you like people that, I know you say they don't have to be pre-qualified, but...
No, they have to be pre-qualified.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, they have to be pre-qualified.
Right, so that tells you they either have gone to some institution, banking institution, mortgage, they've had the credit looked at, they got a letter that says they can buy a house up to... $100,000, $50,000. It just makes it easy for you as an agent.
I know how much they can buy. I know that they're qualified. I know what type of loan they're getting. So that kind of really dictates the type of house we're looking for, what type of loan they're getting. So I have that information. If I don't have it, it's a waste of time. I just don't do it.
Yeah,
that anymore.
And after 19 years, you don't have to do that. You're not speculating with people just trying to ride
them.
No,
not a tire kicker.
How long? I know, what is the shortest period? If I start looking today, if I really want this 1965, right? Go over there this evening and say, Mary, let's get this thing done. And I know I pre-qualify. I have a 700-plus credit score. I got a little bit of change. How soon could I have it?
If you are getting a loan, probably the earliest you can do is 2 to 3 weeks. That's the earliest. And if you have cash, you could probably push it and do it in a week.
But, regular routine, you could get me from start to finish in something if I'm pre-qualified within...
Earliest is 2 to 3 weeks, but everything is typically 30 days.
30 days.
Typically 30 days.
So 30 days, 30 days from the day I'll have the keys in my hand to my 1965.
Will. Yes. Yeah, 30 days.
On FHA, is the agent, what is the spread for on the FHA? Is it the same thing, 6% in terms of the agent split?
Oh, yeah.
That's standard.
Yeah. On any house that typically is being sold, it's a 6%, and then it's split between both agents. So it doesn't matter what type of house it is. Sometimes investors try to squeeze the agents and do a little, 2% or 2.5%. But, we're just... that doesn't really bother us. We just want people to get good houses.
Get a good house most of the time. Let's go to our phone. We got more people on the phone. They just unloaded the phones up. Let's go to Kimberly. Oh, hold on. Let me do that because I both went to Spencer. I'm sorry. We got to get the Spencer in here because he's trying to buy a house.
That's Bozeman.
How you doing, Spencer?
Best day of my life.
It really is.
And unlike Mitchell, I had my meeting this morning when he woke me up.
Yes. What are you doing?
I ain't got no more meetings to go to.
I heard that.
But, Mary, I just want to say to you that thanks for staying over. Because you two together are radio made in heaven.
Yes.
That duo thing is kind of popular now.
Yeah.
Football boy, he can have anybody he wants for his co-host. Strahan,
yeah.
Oh, yes.
He's that good.
Yes.
He's that good.
But, Mary, I'd just like to say to you that it would be an honor for me to be your honorary daddy.
Thanks, Spencer. Well,
Spencer, I'll chop you too now.
He's like an elder. He's like a dad.
You ain't got to tell me. I know Spencer very well now.
Are you old enough to be her daddy? I'm old enough to be her daddy.
Longer than daddy now. As long as it ain't big daddy.
It's not.
That's the best one.
No.
Miss ain't that old Mary now. Well, Miss be dredged playing with her.
72.
Oh, that's you young fellas. Oh, you young fellas. 72. Spencer, where you been? You ain't been to none of my stuff lately. You going to hang out with me this weekend?
Well, I don't get around like I used to, Derek.
Well, you got to get out of the
house. He's got ladies in his building.
Oh, you ain't
got
to tell me.
He's got ladies in his building.
You
ain't
got to tell me. I know Spencer well now.
Yes.
I done took him all over the place with me. Come on up to Wes Mitchell seeing me on Sunday at 3 o'clock. I'll be over there with Dr. Herman Skip Mason. Going to be a great gathering.
But I'd just like to ask Mary, if you practically gave away your family house several years ago, do you think the IRS could be laying in wait for you about some past taxes?
If you gave it away?
Practically gave it away.
You mean you sold it?
Yes.
And if they, they haven't
Between
come after you in the last 3 years, you pretty...
my sister, okay.
I doubt it, Spencer.
Yeah.
If it's been a long time, I doubt it.
Yeah, it's been after 3 years.
They
ain't
gonna
do that,
Mary. Mm-hmm. Reason I asked you that because when I found out that I was eligible for some of this tax money for just being what they call aged, I didn't know that was a proper word, but it seemed like it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just being aged at 65, I was $1,400 past time. I say, well, I didn't know about this. The man in the suit said, well, brother, it's not our job to tell you.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering if the IRS would just, you know, have this hanging back in
now,
the background.
Let me tell you this, man. If you hadn't heard from them yet, you good. Don't talk about it.
Yeah, don't dig them up.
Yeah, there you go. Don't talk about it.
Speak it into existence.
There you go.
Get
off the phone now.
Spencer said we need a TV show, DB.
Look here. That may be possible, you know.
Thanks, Spencer.
Thank you, Spencer. We'll come back. We'll talk to Kimberly. She's in Atlanta. Charles in Bankhead. We'll take your call. 25 the phone lines. Mary, give everybody really, really slowly website, phone number, how they can be in touch. Now, y'all call Mary. You want to buy a house now. Don't be calling her about nothing else. Call her if you want to buy a house.
Well, they call me about everything. But it's okay. It's okay. 770-480-8222. And you're going to have to find me on Facebook at Real Estate 101 featuring Mary Gill, or you can reach me through the station as well, WAOK.com.
All right, and you can always catch us Saturdays.
Every Saturday, noon to 3.
Every Saturday, noon to 3, right here on News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. But for the next 15 minutes, you got her right here at 404-892-2703. And she's given some incredible information and have even given you a deal of the decade. My house, which I'm about to ride to right now, soon as we get off, 701, I'll be headed to Childress. All right? We'll be back on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Hi, I'm Apiwe.
Hi, I'm Sbusiso.
And we are from Africa Umoja. You are listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Hello, I'm Antavius Weems, and you're listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We've been having a great conversation. Thank you, Mary Gill. Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
hanging
Dee-Dee.
Out and yes. Done hung all the way to the end almost. Let's,
I know.
We got some more callers on the phone. Let's see. Let's see if we can help some people. Let's go to Kimberly in Southeast Atlanta. Kimberly, you're on with Mary Gill, Real Estate 101.
Hey, Kimberly.
Kim. Lord, she's listening through her radio, through her phone. We're gonna put her on hold. See if we can get Kim on the line over there. Let's go to Charles in Bankhead with the Bankhead Colt Report. Charles, how are you?
Brother DB, let me tell you, you and somebody that house on 16, see, I know about the Greenby area.
Right.
She said, what? Hey, Brother DB, why y'all calling realtors? I'm calling bankers.
Look here, we'll fall out of friendship. You go there by my house.
I don't go bombing it. What's that?
Harbing and bombing.
Yeah, I go with the suitcase in my hand.
There you go. Yeah, man. And then, that's a great house. I keep looking at it. I'm going to have to run by there and check it out.
Yeah, I put it up online. But, Ms. Gill, welcome to the show. I spoke to you one time before. I've been contemplating on moving into another home. And I guess I wanted to see, like, when do you know that it's time, or is there something that you feel like you need another home when it's time to buy? I don't owe that much more on my home, like less than $70,000.
So typically, if someone buys a house with the purpose of being an investor, I mean, you have to have a plan. So whatever your plan is, everybody has different plans for their houses. If it's with the purpose of being invested, then you need to live in it and hold it for a minimum of 2 years. And then you can go on and buy your next one. And the reason is because after 2 years, any money you make on the sale of your house after you have lived in it as a primary residence for up to 5 years is free and clear of taxes. So there.
Say that one more time.
Okay.
Mary.
So if you've lived in your house for two of the last 5 years that you've owned it as a primary residence and you sell it, so you can live in it for 2 years and then rent it out for up to three and still sell it and still make you're money free and clear of taxes.
Okay.
You have to have lived in it for 2 of 5 years, the last 5 years, in order to sell it and then avoid capital gains. Now,
all right.
Yeah.
So go ahead. So
would this be a good time? I know when I spoke to you when DB was overseas. When they went mm-hmm. off to Africa, would it be a good time to buy, or should I wait? Because I know you were saying about the market going to soon go down.
So the market's already gone down, and it's going down because of the fall and the winter. And the winter is the best time for anybody to buy anything. That's just a reality, even from builders, because builders then become a little more negotiable, and they're ready to give away the farm, you know, in order to sell their houses. But that is the seasonal downturn. But there will be a financial downturn, which will be what they're calling a market correction, because they're not calling it a crash. They're calling it a market correction. That means right now we are incorrectly high. Okay, and when it comes down to what it really should be, then there's going to be more investors jumping in the market, because the market's going to not necessarily crash the way it did before, but it's going to pretty much feel like a crash. So,
all right.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you, brother Divi. And thank all you, right. brother. I mean, Sister Mary.
Thank
and
you.
I'll just get your number when you give it out, and I just give
you a call,
and
because exactly, because again, you know, buying real estate, you want to be, she gonna know, want to know what motivates you. If you want a smaller house, you want to downsize.
The plan.
Are the kids going out of school? You know, are you getting an empty nester? Do you want less house? So give a call. Mary, give everybody your phone number again so people know to call.
770-480-8222.
All right, let's try. Did you check Kimberly, see if she's on the line? See if she's on the line before we go back there. Okay. Man, what are the hot zip codes? Is there any place?
30318. Keisha Lance Bottom said it right on our sister station. If you own in 30318.
And where is, tell everybody what that comprises.
Northwest Atlanta.
Anything in Northwest Atlanta.
No, 30314, 30310. The west side, plus the east side over near East Lake, near Ponce, and even some south. Yeah,
but those are hot for people with a whole lot of money. Every time I think about my show, I'm thinking about for people, you know, like getting in the market, young mm-hmm. people who first-time home buyers.
So oddly enough, there's things happening in Jonesboro.
Yeah.
Which I never thought would happen in Jonesboro, but things are happening because, you know, you only have so much Metro Atlanta area.
Yeah. And the metro kind of go, but Jonesboro, again, when people just say Jonesboro, people, oh, my God. But people don't realize I'm in that area all the time, which Jonesboro really started on 1941. And it's only about 12, 15, 20-minute drives from downtown.
Right. And now that the values are lower in Jonesboro than pretty much the rest of the Metro Atlanta area, now people are looking at it.
Yeah. Let's go back. Kimberly's on the phone. She's ready to go. Let's go back to Kimberly. Kim, you're going to be our last one for the day, it looked like. How are you?
Yes. Good evening, Derek, and good evening, Mary.
Good evening.
I just walked in, and I'm glad to get to talk to you, because I have a question I want to ask you. I don't know much information. I don't know much nothing about real estate, but I talked with my sister this morning. She's 85 years old.
Bless her heart.
Okay, now this. The house that she lives in, she don't own it. It's a Section 8 house. It was owned by a black man. He sold the house to a white man.
Okay.
Okay. Now, she signed the lease for another year. She said she has 1 year to live in that house. Mm-hmm. Her granddaughter has told her that she's making payments to buy a house. Is that? But I tried to explain to my sister. I don't think that's legit.
Hold on. We missed something. The granddaughter says that the granddaughter is making payments, or your 85-year-old sister is?
My sister's granddaughter.
Okay. She's making payments. Did the granddaughter live with her?
Yes.
And you're saying she's making payments to somebody on behalf of her grandmother to stay in the property, although your grandmother is, although her grandmother is Section 8 eligible?
No. Okay, let me go very slowly.
All right, because we only got 2 minutes now. Get it to us.
My sister's granddaughter is telling my sister that she's buying a house, and she's making payments on the house. She's been making payments on the house. My sister don't know much information, but my sister's granddaughter is making payments on the house. Is that
making payments on whose house though? She got her own house.
My sister don't know. She's making payments to somebody.
Okay. All right, Mayor, I'm gonna let you have this one.
So So you need to call me.
Yeah.
Just call me. All right? And then we'll figure out what your sister's doing. All right? We need to figure it out.
Yeah, call me.
Okay, Mary, I'll call you because I told her I think that's a scam. All right. Thank you, Derek.
All right.
Thank you very much, Kimberly.
Mary, give everybody your phone number one more time.
All right. 770-480-8222. And if you missed any of that, then I'll just be in the studio on Saturday from noon to 3. Tune in there. It'll be live. We'll have another deal of the decade. This one's DB's already gotten blind lockdown. So there you go.
All right.
Thanks,
DB. Look, y'all been wonderful. Look, sometimes you just stumble up on good shows and good information. This has been a great show with Mary Gail. A lot of information. And as Mitchell said now, if you want to know how to organize, in fact, I will be announcing tomorrow. I am doing, after about 15, 16 years, a community organizing training here in Atlanta. It's going to move around the country, but it's starting here on the first week of December. Looking at the flyer now, December 6th through the 8th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all night intensive leadership training. I can tell you how to organize to beat City Hall. I can tell you how to organize to win elections. And tell you how to organize to impact your community, how to organize reading program, anything you want to know, organize it. But I cannot sell you a house. You better call Mary Gill and get your house. Whatever you're doing, use a professional. Don't go up to these people who have done sold one or two houses and don't know anything about a 1031 exchange and done left you with all that tax liability. The one thing we should all endeavor to be like Trump in. The man said he hadn't paid no taxes in 18 years.
Yeah.
Oh, I applaud him for that now. That's about it. That means he's been beating the IRS every year.
Apparently Amazon just did the same thing.
Amazon don't pay any. And they've set up some of these opportunity zones that the Charles and others tell you about. It is nothing more than another scheme for the rich to invest their money from 401ks, any other place, into these so-called zones. And to to wipe out capital gain taxes. But if you ain't got no capital, then there ain't nothing gaining.
Right.
So anyway, look, it's our time is up. Thank you, Mary Gill.
Thank you, DB.
We get a chance to do it. You can listen to Mary on Saturday. You can hear me tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. Take care of yourselves. Thank you, Alicia. Keep it tight and right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.
Too much truth.
Thank you for all that you do. I thank you for speaking out and speaking up against injustice in this nation. And God has anointed you to come against powers of darkness in high places.
It's Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.